If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Like so many little kindergartners pushing to get to the front of the line, like conniving adults kicking the legs out from under coworkers to get that advancement, that promotion over the others, we push and pull, and if we have to, we throw our neighbor under the proverbial bus to get ahead.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. My friend, maybe you have heard someone say something like this: I didn't ask for this. Perhaps it was that so-called perfect job with all the money and perks, but it came with all of hassles and unexpected overtime. Perhaps it was that relationship, even marriage, that people said don't pursue, but you went ahead anyway because, as the song says, how can it be so wrong when it feels so right? And then the reality of the work, yes, work of the relationship, or even a baby comes along and somehow, some way you say, I didn't ask for this. But life is full of not just miscalculations, but outright self-deceptions that cause us to not see that even good, no, even great things come with great difficulties. The only thing in this life or the next that is offered without work is the grace of salvation. And yet even that was completed only by God himself by becoming flesh and taking our sins upon himself and dying on the cross. Jesus bore our punishment. Well, today on Wings of the Morning, we are going to see one of the disciples' miscalculations and learn from it. Please stay and listen. But now tell me, whose name matters to you? Big Daddy Weave reminds us of the only name.
Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me. Is the name that has saved me, mercy and grace, the power that forgave me, and your love is all I've ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
In the Bible, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, beginning at verse 35, Mark tells us, "Then James and John, sons of Zebedee, came to him. 'Teacher,' they said, 'we want you to do for us whatever we ask.' 'What do you want me to do for you?' he asked. They replied, 'Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory.' 'You don't know what you are asking,' Jesus said. 'Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?' 'We can,' they answered. Jesus said to them, 'You will drink of the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared.'" Wow. What an extraordinary exchange, especially when you put it in the perspective of what follows next. These two were stepping on the heads of the other disciples, Peter included, and nobody was happy. Of course, Jesus even used that, combined with his words to James and John, to teach a very important lesson to these still very immature followers, which we'll get into a little bit later. But let's look first at this exchange, when Jesus essentially says, "Hey, fellows, you really don't know what you are asking for." Well, James and John committed the most common human error, even sin, that there is. "Let me get my part first." Like so many little kindergartners pushing to get to the front of the line, like conniving adults kicking the legs out from under coworkers to get that advancement, that promotion over the others, we push and pull, and if we have to, throw our neighbor under the proverbial bus to get ahead. Selfish ambition, backed by pride of accomplishment, was written all over James's and John's request to be Jesus's number one and number two. And every one of us, in one way or another, in our unsanctified heart, have followed suit, maybe even with Jesus. But Jesus tells them straight up, "You don't know what you are asking." And that fact stares each of us in the face as well. James and John, even after spending years with Jesus through all the persecution, were not counting the cost. They were thinking that the road was all uphill to glory, when indeed the road would be uphill, but to a cross. Later, Jesus tells them, and it's John who tells us in his gospel, he says, "In this world, you will have trouble." You will have trouble, not because you are doing the wrong things, even though that too brings trouble, but for doing the right. And as Jesus would later pray, we would be in the world, and the world would not love us, and so we would need the Father's protection. That's the baptism that Jesus is talking of, a baptism of suffering for doing God's work, demanding more guts than glory. But the selfish ambition also caused another blindness that Jesus would point to as well, the blindness to the Father's order in the kingdom of God. It's not our self-promotion or even our self-determined work that brings honor in the kingdom, but rather obedience in the grace of the will of God. I'm wondering who we will see in those honored positions to the right and to the left of Jesus, don't you? But Jesus gives us a hint, which later he illustrates poignantly on the night before his death. He tells James, John, and the rest, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. It's upside down. And so Jesus, in those hours before his death, strips down and does the dirty job of washing those disciples' stinky feet. I'm sure, very sure, the disciples did not expect this. Instead of messianic kingdom glory, they got slavish servanthood leading to suffering and death. What a picture. But my friend, would you rather believe the world and its system or God? I think I'd choose God. My friend, I want to ask you if you'd like to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. But I must warn you, count the cost. While you cannot work to earn this salvation, he is calling you to pick up your cross and follow him. Come and die. Let me tell you, though, it's worth all the cost. Will you come today? Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I am not coming to present to you my good works because I don't have any. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Help me follow you in the way of the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call me at 877-306-HOME and let me send you some information on your new life in Christ. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.